Blog Talk Radio.
God, thank God, thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Amen. All the people on the ghost. Amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Amen. Only a few up this morning, only a few who are speaking this morning, but surely they will speak to the Lord who will not have the health and strength to be able to wake up.
Yes.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I would just want all the other people, if you would help me give God some praise. Praise check. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your name.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for what you're doing right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
I bless all of you on the prayer line. It's wonderful to hear your voices this morning. For a moment there, I didn't know if y'all were all just people, amen, but y'all waking up a little bit here, and thank you so much. God bless you. I know you had a great time over the holiday and over the weekend, amen. Brother Digby, are you on the line this morning, Brother Digby?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Can you get those praise reports for us this morning?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Thank you, Ambassador-elect Mother Jesse Digby, I believe.
Yes.
God bless you. I surrender the line to you. Take over and get those praise reports. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson. First, I give honor to God and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good. I have so much to be thankful for. I thank the Lord for waking me up and keeping me in my right mind and keeping me with a mind to wholly follow him. My desire is to just to please the Lord and be in his perfect will. I thank him for it today, for thank him for supplying all of my needs. And just right now, the line is open to everyone, to anyone that would like to give a praise report this morning. Just tell of the goodness of the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who would like to be the first one? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Waiting for you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Mother Digby, this morning.
God bless you.
Giving honor to all God's people, Chief Ambassador, Mother Adelie Johnson, First Lady Betty. This is Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden.
Yes.
616. Just thanking and praising God for another day. Thanking and praising him for his faithfulness unto me, his faithfulness to his word. I just thank and praise him for another day that he allowed me to wake up and be in the land of the living. I just want to continue to be all that he called me to be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador-elect Darden. Anyone else? Thank God for those for that praise. The Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. The line is open.
Good morning, this is.
Good morning.
This is like Peterson.
Good morning.
Good morning, and I thank God for another day.
Thank God.
For another opportunity to be able to say, I thank you, Jesus. I praise God. He's good to me. He keeps me. He watches over me. And sometimes things may not work out like I think he should, but God knows he never leaves me. He said he never leaves or forsake you. So even when Sometimes you feel like things are not going like you want them to go, but God's still with me. He never leaves you. So I thank and praise to God. Thank and praise for the prayer line. And God bless everyone in the prayer line.
Thank God. Thank you, Mother Peterson, Evangelist. Thank you, Mother Peterson. She said, just thank God for another opportunity. And this is an opportunity for you to tell of God's goodness to you. Can't nobody tell it like you can tell it what God has done for your personal experience. So this is your opportunity to tell of the goodness of God. The line is open. Thank the Lord for waking us up this morning. Thanking the Lord for not having any pain in my body. I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness. That's a blessing from the Lord that you woke up this morning, woke up in your right mind. And I passed off and tell us that you didn't put your socks on your hands and you didn't put your gloves on your feet. You were just blessed. That's the goodness of the Lord. The line is open.
Hodges, and I just want to thank God for another day that he woke me up. I thank God because I often hear people say that I am not a morning person, but I thank God that I am a morning person, and I thank him for every morning that he wakes me up and allows me to go throughout that day, lay down that night, and wake me up again. That right there is worth telling God thank you, and I thank him for it this morning. God bless you.
God bless you. I heard two voices. Now, the next one, you may do.
This is Sister Lucille. I just want to first give honor to God, all the saints on the prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for my blessing that I received on Sunday. I thank the Lord for my children being at church. Sunday, my daughter, she started working, and she had a day off Sunday, and she was at church Sunday, and I just truly thank the Lord for all his blessings. Thank the Lord for this prayer line, and I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. Let's just take it day by day, and thank
Amen.
God by the day. The
Amen.
Line is open. Thank God we don't want to have faith in this, so I'm going to tell some more goodness of the Lord. How the Lord blessed us on Sunday. We had our family and friends day, and it was just beautiful. Line is open. And we had a beautiful day on Sunday, family and friends day. I think we started a little early. We were there all day, and somebody said they invited somebody, and they told them how long we'd be there. So I told them, don't tell them so much. Just tell them to come at it, you know, tell them the different times. And they can come at that time because we're used to going to church and staying there all day. But some people are not used to doing that, and it seems like a long time to them. But to us, I just be enjoying the Lord. I enjoy every step. The line is still open. I heard somebody. Thank God.
I can't hardly hear you. Brother Brent, it's hard to hear. Yeah. She's trying to get through, but we're having a hard time getting it. It's hard to hear.
I'm
fine. Go ahead, Brother Brent. We can hear you now.
Okay. Prayer line. I just thank God. Thank God for Dr. Johnson, his mother, his mother, and his Lake Betty, his wife, all everyone on the prayer line. I'm just grateful that God spared me to see another day. And I want y'all to continue to pray and lift Jesus up. Continue to pray for my family. And I just thank God for everyone. May God bless you, and I love all of you. Thank you. Thank God for you, Mother Britt. Thank God for how God gives her the strength to just travel and take people to different appointments, and that's a blessing to be a helper. The word the help is one of the gifts, the spiritual gifts that God that is mentioned in the Bible, just to be a helper. Anyone else, the line is open. We realize you have trouble sometimes coming off a mute, but this is the time, if you can come off, that you can give your praise report.
Good morning, this is Jerry. Just want to say I'm happy to be happy. Amen. I'm a morning person.
I just want to say thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank the Lord for you being happy this morning. The line is still open. If you don't come on, I'm going to tell something else.
Good morning.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador Jolene. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. God bless everyone. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I just thank God for waking me up this morning, closing me in my right mind. And I just thank the Lord for how he supplied all of my needs, how he's moving, how he's blessing. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and the First Fruit prayer line. It is such a joy every morning waking up at 4:30 in the morning. It's no problem with me. I just love getting up early in the morning, getting on the prayer line. I want each and every one to be encouraged and keep their eyes on the prize because God is truly, truly moving on this First Fruit prayer line. God bless everyone. Love you.
Love you, Sister Garnett. Thank God for that praise report. He told us to keep our eyes on the prize. And I thank God for the prize because the prize is they haven't crowned him yet. We're going to a great coronation. And when they got to wait till we get there. And we're getting ready to go at any time. But the line is still open.
Let me just thank you, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. You've done a great job here. I just want to tell God blessed us all weekend long. We went to a couple of anniversaries, and everywhere we went, the Lord blessed in a phenomenal way. Amen. I preached down in Galena, Kansas, and my God, the Holy Ghost dropped in there in such a phenomenal way. People I'm getting calls about it, about how the Lord blessed in Galena and touched that pastor and his wife as I preached about it's on the way. Whatever God promised you, if it hasn't happened yet, it's on the way. And, oh, my God, the Holy Ghost dropped in there. Got a call yesterday from other people talking about what happened in Galena. It was a phenomenal time. And then on Sunday at Amazing Grace, my God, the Holy Ghost dropped in there like I don't know if I've ever seen him move like that. Everybody was crying, and the Holy Ghost was moving. As we begin to worship the Lord, I began to not only preach, but I picked up my horn Sunday and began to blow. And the notes were not regular notes. They were notes of the anointing. They were healing tones. I got a CD. I hope you all honor it, called Healing Tones. If you play it in your house, anybody sick, they get healed. And the healing tones went out on Sunday. And, oh, my God, so many situations were healed and people were healed and the anointing fell in the place like never before. It was something phenomenal. Amen. And I still, on Monday morning, I still felt that same anointing on yesterday. Well, we had a great time. God is blessed. I know he blessed your house. I know he blessed your family. I know he blessed your church. But the Bible says, make known his deeds among the people. And we've given you the opportunity to make known his deeds, to obey the Lord. And it's up to you to do so, though. So I'm going to open up the line one more time. If you have a praise report, this is the time to give it. You see, the praise reports are what encourage others to believe the Lord for a miracle for their family, for their home, for their church, for their neighborhood, whatever it may be. That's what gives faith. See, faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. Amen. The word of God went forth there and amazing grace and moved in a phenomenal way. So the line is open to you if you have a praise report. Anybody else? I don't want to close it. I want to be kind. If you have one, jump in there now. Anybody else? Give me a praise report. The line is open to you.
Huh?
All right. You have to learn to jump in there now. The line is open to you.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Meg Johnson in Texas. I honor the Lord on this morning to Ambassador Johnson and to Lady Ambassador Lady Betty, to the mother of the nation, Brother Adam Lee Johnson. Truly, I thank God for another day that he blessed me, sparing my life to see. I thank him for the activity of my limbs, being clothed in my right mind. Truly, I find out more and more every day that that is such a great thing that we don't need to take for granted. I look and I see so many that cannot give that testimony, but I'm so grateful that the Lord has spared my life. Truly, I praise God because he's my everything, and it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. I praise the Lord for this prayer line and how the Lord has blessed, and I'm just so grateful for everything that God has given. Thank the Lord for the vision that was given to Ambassador Johnson. And I just praise God as you to continue to be blessed and continue to remember us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. We have time for maybe a couple more if you have a praise report. I know you have it, but we give it. Amen. Because everybody's been blessed by the Lord. The line is open to you. If you give your praise report. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you. Wonderful.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Lady Guy in Palm Bay, Florida. God bless all you on the prayer line, and God bless you, man of God. And before I even get started, I want to let you know that I love you, man of God, and nothing you can do about it. I want to give praise report on last week. I believe it was I called in for prayer for the Gwen Myers, who had been in a terrible accident, and it was like, the doctor said they didn't even expect her to live. It was just that bad. Dr. Johnson, how about Friday? She was released from the hospital, and now she's in rehab.
Wow.
I praise God. I praise God. I mean, she's a good friend of mine, and it was just like, oh, my God, what a shock it was. But I thank God for the power of prayer. Do you hear me? I thank God for the power, my God, today, a prayer. And you all pray. You pray, Dr. Johnson. You prayed. And now the woman's in rehab. I praise God, and I thank God for his healing power. God bless you. And again, I love you. I love all you in the prayer line, and nothing you can do about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's in my select, Lady God. And we praise God for you. Beautiful praise report. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Johnson. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to Lady Betty and Mother Ellie Johnson and all the saints of God this morning. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Bronx, New York. I just want to thank and praise God for life today. I just thank and praise God because he is just so good to me. And I thank God for the ambassador training on last evening. I'm learning so much, and I'm just praising God. And I just want to say that my niece in Hampton, Virginia, who had the back surgery, had encountered, they sent her home, and she had encountered an infection, and they rushed her back to the hospital only to find out that they had used unclean utensils or whatever they used to do the surgery, and she had caught like a staph infection. And they kept her in the hospital for another week, and they sent her home on a week with antibiotics connected to her arm. And as of right now, she is doing so much better. She's walking around, and I just praise and thank God because I know that staph infections are dangerous. And I just praise and thank God that she is doing a much, much better now. She's up walking, and God is blessing her. And I just want to thank the First Fruit Prayer Line for the prayers that were sent up for her because truly God is good. And I just want to say God is good, and I thank you all in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right. anyone else with the praise report, the time is now to come off of mute while I'm talking so that you'll be ready when I say the line is open to you. All right? You got it? All right. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Anyone else have a praise report? Give it. God has blessed you in such a great way. Amen. Tell of the goodness of Jesus. All right? God bless you. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn from Georgia. I like to praise the Lord. He allowed me to retire from my job after 30 years at age 57.
Wow.
And I just give him all the praises and all the glory. It was nothing I did. It was truly the Lord. And I thank him this morning.
That's beautiful. God bless you. May you enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
This is a great day, y'all, and the Lord has blessed so many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's enjoyable to hear what the Lord has done for you in your life. Some people who have never said anything, it's for you to really give the praises of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It'd be something if he had never done anything, even though you have never said anything. But if he's done something for you, tell him his goodness. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Sister Rush. I thank God and give honor to everybody on the line. I thank God for the Lord giving me strength Sunday. It was our pastor 40-year anniversary. He had been preaching for 40 years. And I thank God that he gave me strength all that week to work with this anniversary. And it was so great. It was really great. Though I had to stop and be a usher and then run back to be a pastor aide to collect everything that's supposed to turn in. But Lord, bless and bless and bless. And I thank God for the strength that he had gave me. So y'all pray for me.
All right, Sister Rush. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Amen. We've heard a lot of praise reports today. Is there one more? Anybody else?
Go ahead.
We hear you say it again. Who are we speaking with?
This is Ambassador Lake Big Mother Digby again, and I just wanted to say that how my niece, I had called in the prayer talk, requested prayer on the prayer line for my niece Rose Garnett. She had a few strokes, and she was in the hospital, and she was just sleeping. And she wasn't hardly waking up, and she wasn't eating. But I want to say on Sunday, I got the report that she started eating, and she told them the food was good. And I thank and praise the Lord for she woke up and she stayed awake through the whole visiting hour. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I don't want to just call in and get the blessing and not let you know that God, what God had done. I thank and praise the Lord for that.
Beautiful. All right, God is blessing in a great way.
Yes, he is.
All right, Lord bless y'all this morning. Thank you for giving your praise reports. We do want to have prayer here. We got plenty of good time to have some prayer today and see some miracles happen to the Lord. Listen, prayer does change things.
Yes, it does.
If you are suffering with anything, regardless of what it may be, prayer will change things. And we ask you to give your prayer reports. It helps us to pray on target. Any of you who have a prayer request, can anyone receive those prayer requests for us today? You can just do that for us. If so, I want to release the line to you. Is there anybody who is desirous of taking the prayer request today? If so, jump in there and let us know who you are. Anyone? All right. God bless you. Let's receive those prayer requests today. And let's get some prayer for every one of you who need prayer today. Oh, my God. God can touch, heal, and deliver. Who is the first one who has a prayer request? Let it be known right now. Anyone?
You said Beverly Lake Peterson. I request a prayer. I have a complication in my body. And also for my niece, Jayda Peterson, who signed Jayda a car. Well, I had to stop smoking. She's sick. And the doctor didn't want her to smoke, and he wanted her to smoke, and she continued to smoke. So pray that she stops smoking.
Now, what's the niece's name?
Jane Eva Carter.
James Anna.
And pray for me, I had complications in my body.
Okay. And she wants to start to stop smoking, you said?
She needs to quit smoking, and doctor told her to quit. Her family wanted to quit. She still want to smoke, and she's sick. And she has some of the problems. She still want to smoke.
All right. God bless you. All right, are there others? Let's see a few others here.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Johnson. Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York. I'm requesting prayer for my son, Cleveland Johnson, in Richmond, Virginia. I'm requesting prayer for my pastor, Superintendent Amos Kemper, and I am requesting prayer for myself.
Okay.
And my church family. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there anybody else?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking for prayer for my Aunt Earlene. She has a procedure that has to be done today with her dialysis, and also my sister Mary, and I'm praying for peace in this house.
All right, is there anybody else?
Hey, man, this is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for my mother, Missionary McNally, that God will do the healing. I know he's able. That a miracle be wrought in her life and her body. She is a believer, and we just want to stand in agreement with her as well as I continue to hold my husband, Benny Johnson, for the Lord, that God would continue to heal him. He's doing it over and over again, and I'm looking for him to continue. That sometimes I'm not able to be on the ambassador's training, because I'm from him to my mom. So in that time, I'm with them, one place to the other. So I'm asking you all to hold them up in prayer as well.
Well, we understand, God. God bless you so much, and we're praying for you. All right. We can take about two or three more prayer requests. Is there anyone else that's a prayer request? Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's get prayer for these. We have Mother Peterson, who wants prayer for her niece. She has a smoking problem. I know some of y'all on this line know that God can heal you and stop you from smoking, because even the doctors say that's not good for you, that it will destroy your body and bring a detriment to your physical body. So her niece, and then her name is James Andrew Carter. We're praying for this one, this young lady. And pray for Mother Peterson, amen, that God would continue to heal her body in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Evangelist Johnson, and oh my God, her son, Cleveland Johnson. Pray for her son, amen, that he might be brought closer to the Lord. Pray for her pastor, Superintendent Amos Kemper, amen, and pray for her church family. All right. I have Sister Lucille asking for prayer for Aunt Earlene, and also Sister Mary. And also peace in that house, and peace in the family, and peace in her heart, and peace in her mind. Amen. Pray for that. Then somebody. Pray for Ambassador Nick Johnson in Texas there. Her mother's name is Missionary McNally. Missionary McNally, who needs our prayers. And, of course, her husband, Benny Johnson, he needs our prayers in that her nursing home. Amen. Praise the Lord. So someone online got the Holy Ghost, and you heard the Holy Ghost say, pray for these people. Amen. If so, certainly want to obey the Holy Ghost. allow you the opportunity to pray in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone who today who feels led to pray? And so just the line is open to you. Anyone? Saints of God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you this morning, Lord. Give you thanks, honor, and praise, Lord. Lord, first of all, we just lift our chief ambassador, Dr. Johnson, up and take the baby and Mother Johnson up right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, keep them with strength. Keep them with courage, Lord. Make a way out of nowhere for each and every one, Lord. Touch each and every one that's on this first prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. You said we'd be willing and obedient. You should eat the good of the land. So, Father, we thank you for the obedience, Lord. Each and everyone that requests prayer, Lord, Lord, have your way. You know the situation. You make a way out of no way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your will be done, not our will be done. In Jesus' name, God, touch Lucia, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. We will have peace in that home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We lift Evangelist Johnson up right now, Ambassador Lake Johnson up right now in the name of Jesus. God bless her family, Lord, her mother, her husband, God. Keep her in prayer. Keep her with strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal each and every one. Let your anointing flow right now in the name of Jesus and Mother Peterson, God. Touch her heart, Lord. Every question she has of this you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everyone that is helped lifted up their request, Lord, bless them in a very special way, Lord. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Bless, 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 bless. Deliver, deliver, deliver. And set free right now in the name of Jesus. Bless every ambassador, every evangelist, elect right now in the name of Jesus. God, touch, touch, touch. Deliver, 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 and set free right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Oh, my Lord. Anyone else feel led to pray this morning? Please jump in there.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Lord, we come before you this morning, giving you all honor, glory, and praise. Truly, we know the petition has been laid before you, God. You heard each request, Lord. You heard it, and you know what it's all about. And, oh, God, we just connect together in love and in belief and faith that you are a God that can do it. We connect together. You said, what, two or three come together, touching and agreeing, believing on the same thing, that you're God in the midst. Now, Lord, we ask that you would be in the midst of us this morning as we come together in prayer. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the many things that we bring before you, realizing, God, that you are the one that we're to bring it to. But we trust you, Lord. We trust you to do all things for us. No other place can we go to except to you. Lord, we ask that you would touch and heal the bodies, the sick bodies. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal as only you can. For we stand on your word that by your stripes we are healed. And we stand on the word of God. And Lord, we ask that you would deliver in the name of Jesus. Those that are downtrodden, God, we ask that you would lift up today in the name of Jesus. Destroy every yoke that come to bind your people. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Every demonic hold, we come against it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Break every hold, Lord. Destroy the smoking demon. We ask that you would deliver and set free from the mind and from the spirit and from the body. In the name of Jesus, destroy it right now, oh God. Destroy that hole that comes to destroy them in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember the leaders on the line here. Remember Ambassador Johnson. Bless him in a special way. Oh God, meet his needs in the name of Jesus. You know his desires that he's put before you, that you will bless him in a special way. Let your anointing go forth the more in his life. In the name of Jesus, continue to crown his head with wisdom as never before. Bless his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remember that grandchild that's its way, Lord, we ask that you would cover her, protect her in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover her in Jesus' name. I believe her name is Bree. Oh, God, bless her in a special way. So many, Lord, don't come back safely. But, God, we ask that you would bless her. Remember Lady Betty. Remember Mother Adelie Johnson. Remember your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We're believing it by faith as we ask, as we trust you, God, to do it. In your name we do pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we add our faith, oh God, to these two prayers that have gone up. Yeah, we're joining together with them because your word says if any two of us shall be on earth, shall touch agree on anything, it shall be done of the Father. And we agree that you would touch James Intercorder, Lord, and that you would bind this smoking demon that comes to destroy her physical body. God, it's not your will, this woman, to be used for your glory, and the enemy doesn't want her to be used to accept her assignment for you. Touch her, Lord, and bless her and help her, and set her free from this smoking demon. I come against it in the name of Jesus. In the resurrection, brother Jesus, we ask you to replace this yearning, Lord, for smoking with the yearning for the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Look on Evangelist Johnson. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, we need your help to touch her. Look on her son, Cleveland, Lord. Help him. Help him, Lord. Touch him. Save the young man even the more. In Jesus' name. And her superintendent, Amos Kemper. Oh, God, help him. Help him. Help him as he prepares. I believe for St. Louis, help him, God. And the church family, help them. See about their needs and their heart's desires and bless them. In Jesus' name. And God, we would get the demon there coming to attack the home sister Lucille. And God, don't make him get comfortable at all in that house. But Lord, I pray that the anointing would destroy all of this yoke. In that house, oh, every demon is anointed to destroy you, the yoke, and send you out of there. You're trying to bring yoke, but you can't do it. The anointing will destroy that yoke. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Look on Aunt Earlene. Lord, touch her and let everything work well with her, with her kidneys, and with that dialysis. Lord, help her. Give her peace and joy in her soul. And Mary, God, save her the more in Jesus' name. Bring peace to the house. Bring peace to Lucille's life. Peace to her children. Help the children to obey. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And look on to Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson in Texas. Oh, and her mother, Missionary McNally. Oh, God, help her. Help her, mother. God, let us see a remarkable change there because you are bringing a miracle forth in the name of Jesus, I pray. And in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for her husband, Brother Benny. God, help him. Touch him. Give him strength, strength. I know as you're giving Mother Johnson strength, you can remember, but Lord, you can give him strength. Raise him up, and then they give him a testimony about you, about how you touched him, about how you healed him. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now we thank you for all things. For the anointing of the Holy Ghost is present on the line. I'm asking you to heal those who need healing, Lord. If you need healing, would you put your right hand up so the Lord would know that you're asking. Ask and it shall be given. Lord, let this hand be a hand that says that they're asking that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. Touch, 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 touch. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch and heal. Yes, Lord. Yes. Touch and heal. Touch and heal. Touch and heal. Heal, 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 Lord. It's my request. thank you for letting me even ask you to heal. Every disease, God, has a boss, and you are the big boss over everything. You made everything. I'm asking you, Lord, to let these folk be healed in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Those who have loved ones incarcerated, I know if you can release 6,000 people over there, wherever that was, Lord, you can look on the people on this prayer line and release their loved ones, amen, who have a desire to do right. Those who don't have a desire to do right, Lord, they're not ready to come out. But if those who have a desire to do right, I put them before you, that you would bless them to be released in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, heal. Heal cancer. Heal diabetes. Heal carpal tunnel. Heal tuberculosis. Heal, God, those legs. Heal those feet. My. As I'm speaking these things, I want you, if you have an ailment there, I'm asking you to put your hands on that place where you need healing. God, see these hands. And would you use them for your glory? Yeah, as points of contact. Heal those eyes. Put your hand on eyes. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, you're able. Yeah, you're able. You made everything. And God, we're trying our best to give you glory for the things you blessed us with. You made those ears. Heal those ears. Place your hand. Put that finger in your ear that stopped up or is ringing. Shut up. Thank you. For the word that you send, Jesus, in your word. Be open in Jesus' name. And Lord, somebody's having a problem with their breast. You made everything. Put that hand on your breast. Your spirit. God, may I ask you something? Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost go from there and stop anything that the enemy is trying to put there. Dissolve it, Lord. I know that you can dissolve blood clots. You can dissolve everything that the devil's trying to put in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, dissolve it. In Jesus' name we pray. God will be made whole. In Jesus' name. God, anybody having heart trouble in those valves, God? Anything stopping up the valves? I'm asking you, Lord, dissolve it. God, and let them have clear passage of blood. Not be hindered in any way, but heal. Any clots in the valves, any blockage in those heart valves. In the name of Jesus, let people give testimonies of what you did. God, I pray even for the stomach. People who are having problems in their stomach. Jesus, we're depending on you. You're all we have. You're all we need. And you're all we touch in the name of Jesus. Any cancer in the body, God, would you let the Holy Ghost take the place of the cancer? Because you said the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. What I'm asking you is legal. It's legal, God. It's right for the Holy Ghost to take every spot of cancer, every spot that any disease is trying to take over in his temple. It's right for me to ask you. And let the Holy Ghost take over. And God, no one can tell me that whenever the Holy Ghost moves in the spot or any spot in the Bible, any spot, Lord, on that person, in the name of Jesus, nobody can tell me that it's stronger than the Holy Ghost. And God, let the Holy Ghost